First, I'm going to explain who are the Crusades. The Crusades were a series of religious wars between Christians and Muslims, started primarily to secure control of holy cities, considered sacred by both groups. So in this podcast, we are going to explain you all the interesting facts of the Crusades, their effects on the history and their effects on Europe, some curiosities about the Catholic Church, and some answers to interesting questions. Going backwards to the Crusades, the term refers especially to the Eastern Mediterranean campaigns in the period between 1096 and 1271 that had the objective of conquering the Holy Land from Islamic rule. Basically, this war was occasioned because they wanted that their religion were used by all the world. Now, I invite you to keep listening to this interesting podcast, and I leave you with my partner.
Thank you, Valentin. So now my question is, what were the immediate effects of the Crusades? So as we already know, the Crusades and hear about it and the history and what did they do in the wars. Here is the interesting part and the question we will be responding. Is the effects of the Crusades have either caused the other effects? Was Europe learned more about culture, medicine and art of Arab? That is a good effect they had. One of the heads effects was the after of the four Crusades, the Muslims won control of the Holy Land. However, the Crusades resulted to increased trade in Europe and the development of towns. Trade routes needed to be protected, which led the rise of power kings and the decrease of the power of the nobles. Other effects were the meanwhile the Pope and the King of Europe started to gain power, they started to do many trades in the Middle East. They traded products like lemon, sugar, etc. And that is like so bad. So these trades led to a cultural diffusion. The first one was increase and have more power in the church, and they made more money. And lastly, like I had said before, they increased the number of trades, and this made territorial expansion.
Question 2. Who gained the most power from the Crusades? So to answer this question, we're going to go into three important topics. The first one is Whigan feudalism. The second one is Kings of Europe. The third, but not least important topic, is the power of the Pope. So lords and kings in power can no longer keep their peasants under control. The reason why is because all their money was wasted during the Crusades. Thanks to this, peasants began to be able to buy land for themselves, thereby ending the feudal system. The Roman Catholic Church, on the other hand, experienced a remarkable increase in wealth. At the same time, power of the Pope was raised after the Crusades ended. This was a weird phenomenon. I wouldn't be expecting it. There are many theories about why this happened. My hypothesis is, since religious separation started being more evident, people who didn't have a religion joined one, likely to be Catholicism. On the other side of the coin, the power of the royal houses of Europe and the government grew thanks to an absurd increase in taxes. Other reasons were the accumulation of wealth in the Middle East, and last but not least, the imposition of taxes on trade.
The effects that have the Catholic Church. But I also need to say that some effects they favor some more than others. That means that it depends. We are going to start with the positive effects that have the Crusades on the Catholic Church. When Christians moved to the Middle East, they learned a lot about the new culture. The West and the East merged their food, culture and ethics for the first time. They learn about several new things that were otherwise unknown to them. Also, the economy and trade sectors of both countries flourished. The Crusades contribute to increase the wealth of the church, mostly as an effect of trade. One of the most important effects of the Crusades was on trade. They created a constant demand of the transportation of men and supplies, enlarged supplying and extended the market of Eastern wars on Europe. Now we pass to the bad effects that have the Crusades on the Catholic Church. When Crusades crossed the north of France and Germany, a lot of Jews were killed without case. Their temples and books were destroyed, and this in one way could destroy some temples of the Catholic Church. And these are some of the effects that have the Crusades on the Catholic Church.
As the age of the Crusade ended, and the immediate effects of it traveled throughout Europe and the Middle East, the changes that would shape our hemisphere throughout the next decade started to be seen. The first, and one of the most important ones, was, simply put, the fall of feudalism. Feudalism was the system most of Europe followed in the years previous of the Crusade. A system in which, although king existed, the lord of the land, or feudal lord, held the power within his domain. As the Crusades ended, not only the church but state feudal lords had an influential loss in their economical power. And in the same way the world works today, money was what gave them most of their power. With the downfall of feudalism, monarchies gained immense power. And in long term, the domain of the feudal lords ended up falling for the rise of two concepts well known today: a state and nation, as in countries and cities. The modern world was also shaped by the increase in trade between the Middle East and Europe. Such increase not only made the general economy of all parts involved better, but it was what established cities such as Venice, Florence, and Genoa as trade cities. This at the cost of the old capital of the Mediterranean trade, Constantinople. Regarding said place, although not at the great cost of the results of the Crusades, it ended up falling to the Turks, and said results influenced. Mostly because after the fiasco of the Four Crusades, links were severed between Constantinople and many of their allies, leaving them with a low military strength. Lastly, the economical expansion and the loss of power from the church and feudal lords also led to the ancient world is ruled not by a state family or group of people, but by whoever got the money, giving birth to burgesses. As a conclusion, I would like to do a remembering exercise, thinking about what happened due to the Crusades. As we have been talking about throughout the whole podcast, the Crusade led to most of the changes Europe and the Middle East went through in the 13th century. However, I believe we haven't remarked enough what an unprecedented event these wars were. Although constant quarrels were as common as sand in the desert for the world those days, and religious war weren't the exceptions, they normally had a common ground and objective, such as gaining territory. The Crusades are also exceptionally regarded as a historical event due to the characteristics of the wars fought, or more like battles. First, Christian leaders did something no one had ever done before to gain military power. Get a free golden ticket all Christians would literally kill to get. Pope Urban II told a group of people manipulated to the bone to fear being bad, that there was a way to be bad and get away from the punishment. This was the thing that will make the Crusades stand out from the other religious war throughout history. People believing this philosophy was the one reason most of the Crusades ended up in utter failure. The third and the first weren't as affected by this fact as other, because of how well organized they were. However, the children and people's Crusades are a perfect example of how this ideology led to tragedy. And in the end, it leads to all of the results we have been talking about. If the Crusaders didn't break Constantinople at the end of the Fourth Crusade, maybe we would have survived to the modern days. And surely it would have changed the fate of the Mediterranean trade. If the church and feudal lords hadn't bet their economical power on the people gaining control of Jerusalem, we might as well be living in feudalism as of now. In short, the Crusades are several wars between the Turks and Christians, Byzantines, that ended up in complete disaster from one part, but that due to the results, created a brighter future for the two most powerful hemispheres of the world back then, being the prime example in history of bad things bringing good news. Thank you for listening. This was our podcast.